Blog Talk Radio.
How did we get here? Who do you think you are? You say I'm crazy, thinking it will disappear. But these scars are real. You say you're sorry, 'cause you feel guilty, but it's only excuses. You stick to your story.
Welcome to Here's Murph. Today on the show, we're joined by country music duo Mercy Stone. We'll talk a little bit about their career, music, and anything they're working on that they can talk about. As usual, I've got my co-host, friend, / General Thorn in my side, Emily, with me. So let's do this thing. Hey, girl, what's up?
Okay. Hey, okay, so first of all, little disclaimer, I am going to a family function, so we're going to do things out of order today, and I'm going to get my normal questions out of the way so I can go Also, the reason I just laughed while you were doing that, I was not laughing at you. My grandmother was like, if she doesn't stop eating the cornbread, I'm going to choke her. So that's why I laughed. Anyway, so let's bring on our guests. I'll shut up now. I'm not the important one right now.
And with that, let's bring on the incredibly talented ladies of Mercy Stone. Hey, ladies.
How are you guys? We're super excited to be on this show today. Thank you guys so much for having us.
Well,
thanks for coming.
Thanks for doing this. Like Em said, we're gonna kind of switch things up a little bit here. So I'm gonna turn things over to Em real quick right now.
Okay,
hey, perfect.
So,
we're super excited.
Okay, so this is so out of order what we normally do, but my favorite question to ask everyone is, if you could duet with anyone ever, any other singer, songwriter, whatever, any band member, who would you pick?
Okay, let me think about this. All right, Kelsey's thinking too. We're trying to figure out, let's see here. So if we could duet with anybody ever, let's see here. Who would you duet with, Kel?
I would totally have to do a duet with probably Sam Hunt.
Oh, my gosh. I was thinking him, too.
Oh, sorry. Well, he is fun, and I would love to do a duet with him.
And I think that I would maybe pick Eric Church right now because I'm really digging on some Eric Church.
Good choices.
My favorite song, my jam right now, is like a Wrecking Ball and Teletubbies.
Oh, yeah, I love those songs. Yes.
I love those songs.
Oh, my God. I just recently got to see Eric Church in concert, probably just like a few months ago, and it was incredible. Like, sometimes you go see artists live, and you just can't relate as much just because it doesn't necessarily sound like the album or you don't feel like the energy is there. But, like, I feel like with Eric Church, it's the complete opposite. When you go hear him play, it's, like, better than anything that you could ever hear recorded on any album because the energy is so great, and it's just different. Like, the way that he just, like, does things is different when he does it live, which is really great.
Yeah,
I agree.
A funny story about Eric Church really quick. My sister, she is she's going to be in the Air Force, and she has this T-shirt. And it's an eagle wearing a pair of aviators, and I kid you not, it looks just like him. And every time she wears it, I always say that it looks like Eric Church, and we all make fun of it because it looks just like him because it's wearing the aviators.
Yes, because that's like totally his look with the aviators and the ball cap, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so my other favorite question is sort of along the same lines. If you can meet anybody famous, dead, alive, no matter what, and how, just sit down and, like, pick their brain, sort of, who would you choose?
I know who I would pick. I would pick Elvis Presley.
Ah, that was mine, too!
Kelsey and I are obsessed with Elvis Presley. We got to go to his house, like, the museum in Memphis.
Yeah, so Graceland is what it's called, and I've been there so many times, and every single time it's still blows my mind how amazing and successful Elvis Presley was. And I just want to pick his brain and just kind of, like, ask him all sorts of questions just about, like, the music business, just about his life in general. And, yeah, he's just a huge role model for us.
Such a good choice.
My mom actually had a ticket stub for his
got it.
Last concert in Memphis. So.
Wow. Whoa. No way. How incredible is that?
And she also has a scarf that he drew out with his makeup on it.
Oh, yeah. You told me that.
That is so cool. So, so, so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I just tripped over my skirt, guys.
Okay.
Oh, no, because my last question, I don't want to steal one, Cody, some kind of thing. Okay, my last question is, of all, like, do you have, like, any kind of pre-show, like, rituals that are special to you guys that you do every single time, or just something that you have to do before you go on?
pre-show rituals. So one of mine that is actually, like, really odd is I carry a honey bottle with me, and I literally just, like, drink honey before I go on stage, which is really weird, but it just, like, coats my throat and makes my throat just feel really, like, I don't know, it just makes it feel, like, moist. I hate to use that word, but yeah, it just makes me feel really good. And so I down honey, and I drink a ton of water. That's probably one of my rituals. And then something that Kelsey and I do together is we, before the show, do our own personal sound check every time before a show, and we sing every song before we actually go and perform it with the band and in front of the audience, which I think is something that has just, you know, just makes you more tight when you go on stage.
Yeah.
And warms your face up, and so that's something that we do as well.
Yeah, I never feel like, I never would feel right if I didn't, like, go through, even though I've done it a million times, you have to go through every song, like, with them. I'm the same way, because I just feel like I'm not prepared, like, I'm not put together until I do that.
Yep, exactly. So we do the same thing. It just makes us feel better, and then I just also feel like if you do those songs really well before the show, then you just have a lot more confidence going into the show as well. So we pride ourselves on that. We like to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me think. I'm trying not to. Cody, you go ahead. You can ask a question, and then I'll think of one more on my way.
Okay. You know, it's just kind of a thing with me. I guess it's my curious mind. I always love to hear the stories behind why a band chose the name they did. So, how did y'all come up with Mercy Stone?
I love this question. This is great. I'm going to let Kelsey answer this one.
So this is actually pretty funny. So growing up, Corey, Jean, and I, we grew up with Siberian Huskies, and literally from the time I was born, from the time Corey was born, we just had dogs, and most of them were Siberian Huskies. And our very first Siberian Husky was called Tasmanian Devil, and we'd call her Taz. And we ended up naming her after the country Tasmania. And so we kind of made it a ritual where we would end up naming all of our other Huskies that we had after certain places in Tasmania. So we had one dog named Sarcophilus, and we called him Sark. And I think that, is that the city or is that the capital or whatever of Tasmania?
I can't remember exactly.
But we also have another one called Hobie, but we kind of shortened it for Hobart. And then we have another one called Derby. And so those are all places in Tasmania, whatever. But one day my mom and dad were actually looking up places in Tasmania, what some of their rivers and things were called, and my parents just kind of meshed two names together and ended up getting Mercy Stone. But originally Mercy was spelled M-E-R-C-Y, but we decided to change it to M-E-R-S-I, and we changed it to the I at the end because my name and Corey's name both end in I. So we kind of tried to personalize it a little bit more. So that's kind of where we got the name from. I know it's a little weird, but it's very personal to us because we absolutely love dogs.
Cool.
And
yeah, it's really cool.
Thank you.
I had a feeling that I had something to do with your names, but I wasn't exactly sure how it happened. But
yeah.
No, you were very close. you're sisters, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay, how far apart are you? Are you twins or, you know?
We are actually not twins. Corey.
Although people think we are all the time.
Yes, people think we're twins all the time, but Corey is actually about 4 years older than I am. So Corey's 25 and I'm 21, but I will be 22 next month, which is super exciting.
And Kelsey really is a twin. But just not to me. She's twin to a boy, which is kind of funny.
Cool. Yeah, my twin brother, he is actually out at college right now becoming a dentist.
That's awesome. Well, my sister's 3 years younger than I am, and people always think that she's older than me, and it drives me crazy. Like, absolutely, it drives me nuts because she's 15 and I'm 18, and I'm like, we definitely don't even look like sisters, and I know she doesn't look older than me. But she's also taller, and it makes me so mad. Do you guys ever have those kind of moments where people think you're the opposite or they think you're each other?
Yeah, all the time.
We get that all the time. People always seem to think that I'm the older sister, even though I'm the younger one. And I'm actually taller than Corey, and Corey's my older sister, obviously, but I'm taller than her probably by almost two inches. And sometimes Corey just kind of has that baby face where people still think that she's in high school. And
yeah,
I guess I'm just more mature looking, I think.
I go to the gym, and they ask me why I'm not in class. They're like, shouldn't you be in class, young lady? And I'm like,
yeah,
no,
I'm
already past high school and college, but thanks.
I called the radio station the other day, and I was during the request hour, like during lunch, and the woman that answered, the DJ, she was like, are you skipping school right now to call? And I was like, I'm graduated. Thank you very much. Like, don't start with me. She's like, well, you sound really young. And I was like, well, I can't help it that I sound young, but no, I'm not skipping class to call.
That is so funny. Yeah.
Anyways, I have enjoyed getting to know you guys a little bit better, even though it was brief. And I'm going to let Cody take over, and I will see you guys on Twitter. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you so
much.
Bye.
Thank you. So nice to talk to meet you.
You too, and we definitely have to do this again, and I'll definitely get you on Twitter, like, immediately.
Yes, and we love that you guys are, like, so good to us on Twitter, by the way. We just love you guys.
Isn't he great online? I can't even, like, I'm not excited. All right, Cody, I will see you later, too.
All right, girl.
All right, bye.
I'll talk to you later, girl.
Okay.
You know, and speaking of Twitter, y'all are retweeting machines.
Aww, thanks. No, we love that people communicate with us through Twitter. I mean, I guess just in general, not even just Twitter, but social media. Social media has been such a great way for us to reach out to our fans. And I honestly don't even like to call them that, because everybody just really becomes like friends to us. And
exactly.
We have had so much support through the years from, you know, Kelsey and I being solo acts to then joining together as a duo. And our, you know, friends have just supported us through that. And, you know, we've been doing this since we were in high school. And it's been so great to build a following basically almost the past 10 years of our lives. And we owe our career to everybody that follows us and buys our music and, you know, watches the videos online and comes out to shows and all that kind of stuff. So we're just super grateful. So we try to communicate as much as we can through social media. And I think that it's just fun. It's fun to see like what everyone's doing, and we get to meet so many different people and hear so many different life stories. It's really incredible.
You know, finally somebody who gets me on the friend fan thing, because I've been doing this show for a little over 3 years, and I'm like, y'all, I don't consider listeners of the show or people that call in fans per se. They're more friends to me because when I hear the term fans, I equate that to somebody like George Clooney or somebody. I'm not that famous.
We think you are. We love your face.
Well, I appreciate that, y'all. And thanks for the Facebook ads, by the way.
Of course. You are so welcome.
You know, I kind of want to dig more into the music side of things. When did y'all first realize this is what y'all wanted to do for a career?
I think that this started at a really young age for Kelsey and I. Kelsey and I, honestly, since I can remember, we have been involved in the entertainment industry, whether it was, you know, taking piano lessons or voice lessons and, you know, doing recitals to when we were, I guess I was 7 and I was at the pool and I got picked up by a modeling agent when I was 7. And then from there, Kelsey started modeling. And so we just loved to do this, and it was something that from a young age, you know, was never forced upon us. We just really liked to do it, and it's where we felt the most at home. And so it just kind of continued through high school and middle school. And probably when I got to middle school age and high school age, And then Kelsey was, you know, obviously right behind me. We stopped doing a lot of the modeling and we transitioned solely to the music. And we, you know, did all kinds of music stuff. And we were actually classically trained, but we, like, we toured with choir groups and it was so much fun with, like, different churches. And then just really fell in love with country music and found that that's where we felt the most at home. And it's, I feel like it's great because Kelsey has more of like a pop background and I have more of a country background, and even stylistically our vocals are like that. And so we're able to blend kind of two very different voices, but obviously we're sisters and so we sound very similar as well. And I think that's what kind of made our sound, and it's what makes us different. And, you know, going out in the industry, it's important to know who you are as an artist because there's so many different people that, you know, they'll ask you like, well, who do you want to be like? And we always say we don't want to be like that person. We want to be Mercy Stone because there's already a Carrie Underwood. There's already a Maddie and Kay. There's already a Taylor Swift. So we just try to be Mercy Stone and, you know, do us. And, you know, we've been really grateful that we have been able to do this our whole lives and make a career out of it.
We do have a couple of callers on the line for you.
Awesome.
This first caller is somebody that I know very well, and y'all do too. We're just going to let them introduce themselves.
Awesome.
I thought 3-0, are you on?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hey. It's
Hi.
Jasmine.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good. It's so good to hear your voice. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good. Have you done anything fun today?
Well, Twitter and everything, blowing up my own Twitter and everybody else's Twitters.
Hey, I mean, that's fun. We like to do that, too.
Yeah, I like Twitter because not only I get to talk to my favorite people, but I get to, like, tweet anything I want.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so. We love that. By the way, Jasmine, we just hope you know how much we love and appreciate everything you do for us. You are seriously, like, the best person ever, and we especially love how you came up with, like, a thing to, like, call all of our fans the Mercifuls, because I would have never thought of that, so you're basically a genius.
That's
pretty
cool.
Okay, it was, like, I think 2 o'clock in the morning, I think it was, because I didn't go to bed till like, almost 5. Anyways, I think it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, well, since they don't have anybody to or anything to call their friends or whatever, I'm like, I'm sitting there thinking, pondering and everything, and then I'm like, hey, I found something I think merciful because it keeps mercy in there, and all you add is F-U-L at the end. And so I'm like, well, let's see what they think, and then you guys just, like, blew up Twitter and everything. I'm like, okay, well, they like it, I guess.
Yes, we
yes.
love it.
Totally digging on it, girl.
Yeah, and then what everybody doesn't know is I run, like, 6 different accounts, so, yeah.
Yes, you do.
That is awesome.
Yes, you do.
You are seriously awesome. Seriously so awesome.
Yeah, and by the way, I thank you for the CDs and everything. I kind of freaked out when I saw them.
Aw, yay, I'm so glad that you got them.
Yeah, and then the posters, I don't even know what to say. I have to frame them, so.
Oh.
The sweet messages on them.
Yes,
almost got me in tears.
You deserve it. I just want you to know how much we appreciate you. Like I said, like we seriously have the best people that support us, and we're just so lucky because we have such a loyal following, and we love it, especially you, Jasmine, because you're so great to us.
Well, I love you guys, too, so good luck. Good luck on everything else coming up, too.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
And I have your CD on repeat, so the Who I Am CD, so on my phone on repeat.
Thank you.
And I basically know every single song.
Yay, we love it.
Oh, I so love it.
All right, Jasmine, I'm going to let you go, because we have another caller on the line, so I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Jasmine.
Bye, girls.
Thank you, Jasmine. Bye.
Bye.
All right, bye, Jasmine. All right, let's see. One more caller. 623, you're on.
Hello?
623, hello? Yeah, hello?
Hello? How's it going?
Hey, hello?
Hi. This is Tom. I just wanted to say hi to the best duo on my radio station, so.
Tom, it's so good to hear from you. Thank you for calling us today.
You're welcome. I tried to before, but I couldn't. I'm always working, so. But I try it today.
Yeah,
that goes. So how you doing?
We are doing great. We're just doing the same old, you know. We've just been working our tails off. It's been fun.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you letting me play all your music and everything, and I think it helps my station out, you know.
We appreciate your willingness to want to play us. I mean, if it weren't for you guys playing our stuff, no one would be able to have the opportunity to hear it. So thank you so much for that.
Yeah, no, we
You're
really
welcome.
Appreciate it. We so appreciate it. Like I said, like, just playing the music for us and helping us get the word out there means a lot because we worked really hard on this past album, and, you know, the fact that you help give us a voice and share the music means a lot to us.
Well, that's good. I hope you do well. It really is good. You really are good. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see you go far. I know that much, you know.
Well, we appreciate that, and we know that you play the music a whole bunch, and so that, like I said, like, it means so much to us, and we appreciate all your support and for calling in so we get to talk to you today. We love it.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you. I wanted to say hi, so.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Tom. We appreciate it, man.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye, Tom.
Bye, Tom.
Bye.
All right, bye. You know, I did have a couple more questions for y'all, but before we go any further, I just wanted to put this out there. I have a ton of respect for y'all. And y'all are absolutely more than welcome back on the show anytime.
Aww. That would be amazing. Thank you so, so much.
No, and if there's anything either me or Em can do for y'all, don't ever hesitate to reach out. Y'all have my email, so don't ever hesitate to reach out to us.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
We really do. That means so much.
A time for a little seriousness here. As if that wasn't serious enough. I always have to ask this next question, because if I don't, the person that came up with it might kill me. So, if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
I'm trying to think. If we could change one thing about our career and go back in time, I mean, there's definitely some things that you think about and you're like, man, why did we do that? Or what about this? Or what if that didn't happen? But honestly, at the end of the day, it's hard to say that you'll take any of it back, just because you really learn from everything that you do as an artist, and you grow from it, whether it was a bad experience or it was something that maybe you probably shouldn't have done, or like it didn't really benefit you. But I don't know if I would take anything back. How about you, Kel?
Yeah, I think I would have to agree with Corey. I mean, yeah, there have been some situations that have totally sucked and we didn't want to have to be in, but now that we look back on them and after they had happened, we definitely grow as people, and we definitely grow individually, and we grow together as Corey and I together in Mercy Stone. And so, I mean, I know that those are times that are very hard and difficult, but they just help us grow and help us learn new things that we can take further along in our journey. So
that's awesome.
Thank you.
One more question, and then we'll get to something that I know y'all wanted to talk about. That's pretty close to your heart. What is the best advice you've ever been given, whether it's in your personal life or professionally? Best advice you've ever been given?
Best advice that I've ever been given. That is a really, really good question.
Yeah, I feel like we haven't been asked that question before, ever.
I don't think we've ever been asked this question. I think that I do know one thing that I remember from a meeting that I sat in. So I, like we said earlier, Kelsey and I used to be solo artists, and I remember coming to Nashville. My very first trip to Nashville was in August of 2009, and I remember sitting with, I was actually at a Sony party, and I was able to see Chris Young, and I actually got to talk to Chris Young, which was really, really cool, and he, it was really neat, because nobody knew who he was. I mean, Chris Young was just another person that was basically just sitting on the shelf, nobody knew who he was, and it was right before his first single came out, Black Dress, which I loved. And I remember talking to him, and I was like, this is so cool that you're doing this. I love your music. It's great. And he asked me, he's like, well, what do you do? And I was like, well, I'm trying to be an artist as well. And he said to me, he's like, always stay true to who you are. And I, at the time, that was like one of my first events that I ever went to in Nashville. And I didn't quite, like, I just was like, well, duh, like, of course, like, stay true to yourself. Right. But I feel like that really has come into perspective to me over the, you know, the past, probably the past 5 years of us being here in Nashville and working this career, because you can literally in one day go sit in five different meetings. And the first meeting, the person will say, we love you. You're so great. We love your music. Everything you do is awesome. And then you can go to meeting number two and they'll say, you suck. You should just pack up your bag and go home. Then you can go to meeting number three and they can say, I love this song. And then meeting four says, I hate that song. And then the next person, meeting number five, says, well, you're not pretty enough, and you're, you know, you're just like everybody else walking the street. And you can literally leave come home and feel so confused and be like, man, who am I? And I think that's what he meant by that. And I think based upon where he was at in his career, you know, I felt like that advice was so true, because if you want to make it in this industry, you have to have very thick skin, because there's going to be people that don't like you, they don't support you, and that's okay, you know. And I think part of being successful, you know when you're successful when everybody just doesn't love you. You know what I mean? Because everybody's entitled to
their opinion. I get that.
And everybody has different tastes, and that's totally fine. You know what I mean? So yeah, I think that's probably the best advice that I have been given, is to just stay true to who you are. And I think Kelsey, you know, has really experienced that as well, you know, coming here. And, you know, even when you have, like, friends, that, like, when you make a career change, because Kelsey was out at college, and she made the change to kind of come out here and just kind of just listen to your heart, which I think is another piece of advice, don't you think, Kel?
Yeah, I mean, when I got the call from Corey to want me to come move to Nashville and pursue this music career to a more extensive level, I was out of college, and I was actually trying to become a nurse, which is interesting, even though I was doing music my whole life. I literally was out at college. I got the call. After I got the call, I called my mom and dad, and I was like, okay, well, I'm ready to move to Nashville right now. But my dad was like, no, you can't move to Nashville right now. You need to finish out your semester. We've already paid for it, you know, la-di-da-di-da. So I finished out my semester of college, and literally I was in Nashville probably a week after I got out of college and was already moved in here in Nashville. And so, I mean, and I can definitely say that's been one of the best decisions of my life, not only because I get to fulfill my dream with Corey, but I also get to do it with my best friend. And Corey and I live together, and we do everything together, which is amazing, because who doesn't want to live with their best friend, better yet their sister, and be able to do this amazing thing in your life and be able to help uplift people with music. And I think it's just amazing. So I think definitely following your dreams and going big for them is definitely something that I have done, and I would really advise other people to do as well.
Awesome. We've only got about 7 or 8 minutes left.
So,
I did want to touch on something that's really close to both your hearts. October is a Domestic Abuse Awareness Month. And and I know y'all wrote the song Silenced, which we played at the top of the show as kind of a awareness about domestic violence.
Yes.
Talk about that for a second, if you would.
Yeah, so Corey and I, when we were in the process of writing this song, we strictly had just written it for ourselves. Like, we never really thought that this song was going to even end up on our album that is just recently released a few months ago, and it's our debut album. Mm-hmm. But when we were writing this song actually kind of, it was actually a very easy song to write, and once we kind of started writing it, everything fell into place. And now that we kind of look back on it and we listen to the song, we're like, what? Like, did we write that song? Like, that is so crazy. And it definitely touches on a subject that a lot of people don't really like to talk about just because it is a really hard topic to discuss. But Corey and I knew that October was Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and Corey actually came up with this amazing project idea. We originally weren't going to release a music video for this song, but Corey came up with this amazing project, and we also got some other organizations in Nashville to be able to help out with the project, and some people from those organizations to come and help us out, and it ended up turning into something much more than we had expected. And I think that since we've released it, it's gotten a lot of recognition, and I think we hope that with this project it's able to help empower people that are either currently or have, I guess, struggled with either domestic, emotional, any type of abuse in their life, and we hope that it'll empower them to kind of stand up for what's right and know and have those people know that they are very amazing people, and there's so much more than what their abusers are either telling them or doing to them. And so we hope that it kind of empowers those people. But yeah, so that project, it was really fun to do. And, yeah, I hope it can help people.
Awesome. You know, and it really warms my heart to see a celebrity, which I consider y'all celebrities.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
You know, It warms my heart to see people using their celebrity status for something good like this.
Thank you.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. It's, you know, like Kelsey said, it's a tough topic, and it's something that a lot of people don't like to talk about. But I think something that has, as I have been more involved in domestic violence causes over the past year of my life, the statistics are crazy. I mean, you have basically 3 in every 10 women are abused in some sort of capacity, and then 1 in 10 men. So you're talking over almost 50% of the population. And so I think that those numbers are really staggering. And when you have numbers that are that high, somebody you know, whether or not you know it, is going through this. And a lot of times it's the people that you least expect to be going through a domestic violence situation. And, you know, there's a lot of just really tough things about it. So we appreciate you supporting the project and helping us bring awareness this month. That means a lot.
You know, and as I said earlier, I will support and promote absolutely anything y'all do, because my feeling is with all these guests, if y'all are gracious enough to take 30 or 40 minutes out of what I know is a busy schedule to come and do this little fan created radio show, then it's the least I can do to support and promote y'all. It's the least I can possibly do.
Well, we so appreciate that, and like I said, like, we just adore you and cannot thank you enough for tweeting us all the time, and the fact that we just get to meet you and talk with you, and all your support just means so much. And we are excited for years to come of just knowing you and being able to be a part of each other's life.
I appreciate that, and I hope I'm not overstepping here, but I do consider y'all dear friends.
Aww,
we feel the same way.
Yes, likewise for us.
And again, because we're kind of running short of time here, I wanted to thank y'all for taking all this time to come on the show and talk with me.
No, well, thank you for having us, and we had such a fun time on the show, and we will continue keeping up with you through social media, and don't ever hesitate to reach out if you ever need anything, and we hope that you have a wonderful day today.
I appreciate y'all. Oh, and tell your mother that she's awesome too.
Oh, she really is. Our mom is so amazing. She does so much for us, and we like could not do this without her. She's like our own little personal assistant who is so awesome. Like, we cannot thank her enough. She's like the best.
She's out there all the time retweeting and doing all that stuff too, like y'all. She's just always out there.
She is. She's great. Mom's our number one fan, and we're her number one fan, so we love
absolutely.
It. We're so lucky to have her.
All right. I think I'm gonna let y'all go and kind of wrap things up here. But again, if y'all ever need anything, please let me know. You
have
my email. Y'all can reach me. So just don't ever hesitate to reach out if y'all need anything.
And vice versa. Have a wonderful day, and thank you for having us. Okay.
All right. I'll talk to y'all later. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the incredibly talented, super sweet ladies of Mercy Stone. I know Em had to kind of talk and run, but she had a family function to get to. Time for announcements. On October 20th at the 4:30 p.m. Central, one of my favorite guests ever will be back on the radio show. The lovely and talented Miss Alyssa Trahan is joining us again to talk about what she's been up to since the last time she was on a few months ago. And I am also working on something for the 20th. That y'all will know about as soon as I know about it, and I think that's probably it. So I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Quick Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.